Okay, guys, a little bit late. We had a rain delay today. We had to go walk through indoors, so got practice started a little late. As you know, we made a change at quarterback this morning. Let me just clear up a few things. After the game on Sunday, I told you that Josh Freeman was our starting quarterback. Again on Monday, I reiterated that because he was. After I met with you guys, Mark Dominic and I spent a lot of time together and in some intense meetings trying to decide what's best for our football team. We got with our ownership when we came to a conclusion as a group. We made the decision organizationally that we're going to make a change at quarterback, and now Mike Glennon is our starting quarterback. Mark and I believe that this gives us the best chance to win today. You know, we've lost 8 of 9 games and haven't played particularly well on offense in the last 9 games. So that's something that, although it's not completely the quarterback's fault, I understand that. That position touches the ball every play. So that's where we are. I'm going to try to help you answer any questions I can. There's certain things that that I talked with our players and with Josh that are going to remain personal. But try to help you any way that I can. Well, Mark and I believed that this is what the best thing to do for our football team. So if we felt that way, we feel it's time to execute it. It is beneficial, I think, in the fact that Mike will get to play a game and then have a bye week, to really decipher through it and learn from the experience before he has to play his next game. That's a side benefit of the decision, but it wasn't by any means the reason that it was made now. We felt at this time that Mike Glennon gives us the best chance to win, and that's why we did it.
Greg, what changed in your mind by the time you were up here Monday night and the meeting, just speaking for yourself about who gives you the best chance to win? What changed for you?
Well, what it was a period of time that I had a chance to continue to evaluate where we are, look at the whole picture, not just one game, visit with Mark. Mark and I had, usually I do different things on Monday night. I didn't do that. Mark and I met Tuesday. We met because this is a huge decision for our organization, and I wanted to make sure that we were doing the right thing. And we agree, as we do on almost everything. And it was good. And we talked to ownership and made the move.
Greg, saying that Mike Glennon gives you the best chance to win now is a very broad statement. What is it about Mike Glennon do you think gives you the best chance to win? What can he do that Josh wasn't doing? What do you think you can get out of him that you weren't getting out of Josh?
I'm not going to get into comparisons. What can he do that Josh wasn't doing? I'm not going to go there. What I'll tell you is Mike's a smart, tough football player who loves the game. I think he works extremely hard. I think he will go out and try to do what we're coaching him to do. He's not going to be perfect. No one is. But I think he's going to try to execute to the best of his abilities what we're asking him to do in the game plan. And I think he'll be accurate. I think he'll go out and do it.
Is this for now?
Mike's our starting quarterback from this point forward. We're moving forward, and Mike's our quarterback, and that's the plan, and we're going, and that's how we're going.
Greg, is it true that he's on the trade block for
you? I'm going to leave that up to Mark. You know, he handles that end of things. I'll leave it up to him. You know, we'll talk about it, obviously, but that's the business side of things. I try to keep Mark on that, and he does a great job with it.
Greg, was Josh's preparation not up to the standards that you expect? Was he doing things off the field in his preparation periods that maybe wasn't what you need, what he needs to do?
I'm going to go back to this is a performance-based decision, and the fact of the matter is we were not getting the job done on the field, and that's why we made the decision.
Greg, did you decide in the offseason, did you consider making this change, or is it based a lot on the last 3 games?
Well, as I said in the opening, I look at our offense in the last 9 games. You know, I don't think we've performed up to the level of our expectations. There's a lot of reasons for that. And as I said, it's not one guy. But that is a critical guy in the operation. And as I evaluated it, Mark evaluated it, we did it together. I talked to my offensive staff. We made the decision that this is what we're going to do.
Putting a quarterback kind of contrary to that whole win now thing?
Not this rookie quarterback. Not in my opinion. I think he gives us the best chance to win Sunday. That's why we're doing it.
Coach, do you believe you misevaluated the quarterback situation back in March, February, when you evaluated 2013?
No. I think we had to wait and see and play it out. To say misevaluate it, you have to let it play out. If I was certain, Mark was certain, there would have been a contract extension, and we would have been. So certainly we did that. We said it publicly that we want to see how it plays out.
Greg, are you personally disappointed that you and your staff were not able to develop a young quarterback who has had some success in this league? Are you personally disappointed?
I'm disappointed that we've lost 8 of our last 9 games. That's what I'm disappointed in. And our job is to win. So that's what they brought me here to do. I'm going to do everything in my power to do that, and I believe this is the right move to do that, to help us win.
Greg, when you talked about performance base and Freeman, and that was your sole judgment on this, I got to ask you, all the things that are talked about in the off the field, you know, this guy, first of all, he's not voted in by his peers as a captain. 2, he's late for his football camp. 3, he's late for a team photo. 4, he's late for a team meeting. All those things, it doesn't sound like an accountable situation for a guy who's supposed to be your franchise quarterback. How much of that has played into the role of your decision today?
It's a performance-based decision. It's a performance-based business. Everything goes into people's performance, in my belief. So I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, 50% is this, 20% is that. We're not getting the job done. Offensively, we're not getting the job done. We made a move to try to help us be better on offense.
Greg, a couple of teams might call you during the offseason inquiring about Josh Freeman. You had an opportunity at that point to move him. Why didn't the organization decide to hold on to him at that point?
I think, you know, stating that fact, I'm not sure that that's accurate information. So I don't want to deal in conjecture. Again, I'll leave the business part of it up to Mark.
Do you have any concerns that certain players or any players in that locker room may look at playing a rookie quarterback as we're now developing a rookie quarterback that this is not about necessarily this year, and we'll see it differently than what you're presenting it as?
I sure hope not. I mean, they just got to look at the playoffs last year, you know, the NFC. I think those guys both.
Do you think Mike Glennon is in the category of RG3 and Russell Wilson? You think he's that good?
I think Mike Glennon's Mike Glennon. I think Mike Glennon is going to help us win Sunday, and he's going to help us win a lot of games.
Are you concerned with your job security?
No.
Was there specific things in the preseason that stood out as a positive for Mike Glennon?
I thought there was a lot of things. Yeah, I think, again, the things that I mentioned, incredibly hard worker, passionate about football, studies his rear end off, tries to execute the plan the way that we implement it. There's a lot of good things.
Who's your backup quarterback on Sunday?
Josh Freeman.
Greg, when you went to ownership with Mark, were ownership on board with the decision as well?
Yes. Yeah, this is a big decision. I don't think you'd make this one without ownership.
Greg,
yep.
How much patience will be required by your staff as Mike kind of gets used to things? And how long will that take, do you think?
Patience, you know, we haven't been lighting the world on fire offensively, so I don't know if it's any more patience than it's been lately. So we just got to win. We got to put points on the board and win games.
Do you simplify the offense this week?
I don't think you need to. No.
Greg, are you stunned that you stand here today in this situation? If you go back to last November, you guys are 6-4. Freeman was playing at a Pro Bowl level. Are you kind of stunned that you're standing here today with this announcement?
It doesn't matter how I am. This is what we have to do to win games. That's what I believe. So how I feel, all that stuff, it's not going to, you know, anytime you got to make a change, when you work hard with somebody, and it's hard. It's not easy stuff. These are human lives. So how I feel, you know what? How does he feel? How does everybody feel? But we got to win games. We're in a production-based business. I get it. And I think this gives us the best chance to win. That's why we're doing it.
Greg, critics are going to say that.
You're going to have to ask him how he feels. He took it like the stand-up guy that I believe he is, and we have a great relationship, and we talked about it. It wasn't a, you know, no one's, if you're a competitor, you don't take that, you know, okay, fine. But
critics are going to say that you have a field goal kicker and missed 2 of the last 3 field goals. You've dropped 10 passes. You're second in the league in that. A lot of penalties disrupted the flow of the offense the first 2 games for sure. And this isn't all on Josh. You said it yourself. This is not all on the quarterback, yet you only changed the quarterback.
can you address that? I mean, I understand that's your decision, but it's not like there's, you know, not blame elsewhere. Is that accurate?
Well, every situation is an independent situation. You know, I don't put them into this and that. We've made several changes around here. You know, I'd say made a heck of a lot more changes than we left things the same. So we're not afraid to change, but we don't change for change's sake. We change to grow and develop and get better. So that's what I feel we did today.
Josh has won games in this league. He's won games for you. And yet over the offseason you said some things. Do you feel, is there any accountability on your part to maybe having created an environment where he couldn't thrive? I mean, are you responsible at all for maybe some of the failures that he has suffered?
Well, certainly as the head coach, when things don't go well, offensively, defensively, in the kicking game, I'm accountable for everything. So, yeah, I feel responsibility. As far as the part that you're referring to, no. No, I don't feel it that way. But as far as accountability for it not working, certainly.
Great. Is this the first week you addressed or thought about making a change? Have you talked with some of the veterans on this team before you made this decision? And what was their reaction?
You know, I'm never going to get into my thoughts because those are mine. When I act on them, then I'll talk about them. Because like anybody else, you know, you change your mind all the time. And you may change it 3 times in an hour period. So I'm not going to get into that ever. Did I talk to the veteran players? I talked to our leadership group this morning before I talked to the entire team. I also talked to Josh and I talked to Mike and then I talked to our entire team. The way we do things around here, you know, I always go to the leadership group and then I communicate it with our entire football team if it's a team-wide issue to discuss. That's the way I've done it for 13 years as a head coach. I think the one thing that our players will tell you is they may not always agree with where I stand, but they know where I stand. And I like it that way. I like them to know, and I want to know how they stand. That's how we operate. Thanks, guys. Yeah.